We've done a recon of the entire area, but to be frank with you, we're empty-handed again.
Don't bullshit. There might be some hint for why the wildfire has been going out for the last 17 hours. It's been raining for 12 hours. Does that not amount to anything?
I just don't understand. Wind speed is at 12 kilometers per hour. It shouldn't be spreading this fast.
Winston, how are the trenches working out?
Sir, it appears to be an arson, as the fire has managed to pass the trench with ease. Some of the experts are reporting that this is some napalm-like substance. Hell if I know where they got so much of it from.
Napalm? Well, that's just false. Does it look like I'm a goddamn planned military strike?
Sir, if I may? Eyewitness reports say that in the next city, a man completely drenched in flameproof gear has been wandering around and erupted into flames about an hour ago, starting yet another wildfire in the north. We have already contacted the Xinfi Fire Department to slow down the spread and warn them of the situation.
God, which extremist group are pissed off enough to carry out an attack like this?
It's not a group. It appears to be one person. Plus, the grid has been quiet for weeks. This is nothing like we've dealt with before.
Wait, are you suggesting this is a Call 37?
Well, to be honest, sir, yeah.
Okay. We're going in.
Sorry?
Firefox, you prepare breathing apparatus, extinguisher, and fireproof. Jagger, you prepare...
You seriously can't mean to head into the source of the fire without even knowing what's causing it? That's just insane! You must... We need to further investigate.
Did I stutter? Am I not taking enough precautions? You do know I am the lead of operation now since you waste all this time. Just contemplating about what could be done. If we don't take it out soon, many more innocent people may die whilst we're just sitting here around doing nothing. This is already costing us enough resources. Winston, you prepare the transportation.
Understood.
Good. We will rendezvous at 1400, downtown at the first car park.
Doors opening in 10!
Remember, this person single-handedly caused all this destruction. Be prepared for ready fire.
5!
I'm not
four,
getting paid enough for this shit.
3! 2! 1!
Remember, stick to your squads and keep the forensics safe. Radio all groups when you find the suspect.
Understood, sir.
Bravo, you move north and then east. If you don't make contact, Charlie, east to north. Delta, cover west, then head north. And my group will cover a short track back south, then head north. Move out.
Alpha?
Copy.
I believe we found the suspect. 6 foot, gas mask, leather trench coat.
Okay, coordinates.
41 degrees, 4 seconds north, 2 degrees, 1 second, 226 minutes east. But there's something I should mention before you come. The suspect appears to be emitting flames.
What do you mean, emitting flames?
I mean it's fucking seeping out of holes as if we were awakened some owl beast. I don't know, just get here.
You heard him. Let's move. Bravo. In position. Ready to fire.
Hold fire. We aren't going to shoot it. They've already proven to me they don't pose any threat.
No threat. They just burned acres of forest. This isn't a time for negotiations.
Yes. Like I said, I just woke up like this.
It seems like the intensity of its flames is controlled by its emotion. Which explains how the wildfire began in the first place.
We can't take it in alive. They're too dangerous. Open fire!
What are you doing?
I would prefer it if you didn't shoot me.
The fuck was that for?
I hope you understand the precautions I have taken. I take full responsibility for the following repercussions.
Although I do feel a bit misjudged, I do understand why you shot me.
You are surprisingly calm. I like that. I guess we can negotiate a deal.
Sorry, am I the only sane person here? Already trying to negotiate a deal with the person you just shot a few seconds ago. How the hell did you get put in charge?
Don't act like I wanted this to pan out this way. I just did what I thought was best for the innocent civilians around this area. So, fire guy, I'm going to be blunt. I need to get you contained and out of public view. Knowing I'm not dead yet, I feel as if I can trust you. So if you comply, I will negotiate so that you can get any reasonable supplies, anything to pass time in exchange of your containment.
So, basically, a luxury jail cell. Aren't they just going to try and find out how to kill me anyway?
You act as if humanity hates you for existing. We can find out how to make use of your abilities as a whole.
Say it's the fucker who ordered that death.
Is that how you talk to a superior? Do not interrupt this negotiation.
I'll interrupt it as I please.
Shit! Ah! I need first aid. I've taken a bullet to my thigh and hip. Not sure if this is serious. The hell was Firefox thinking?
He was thinking with his emotions, just like every human does.
Wait! Did you do this?
A magician never reveals their tricks.
Why? You fucker! Fired well!
You already know it's pointless. As for why, it's blatant why. It's because all of you are so selfish. All of you do this to try and focus on yourselves. All those who serve your well-being. It's disgusting. And what has it led up to? Well, your demise.
Irish, what are your orders?
To die.
Fellow members, my name is Dr. Klevlar, and the following is a report on the engulfed man's interactions. This extraterrestrial being appears to maintain a high intellect, surpassing normal human processes. It also appears to be highly charismatic, being able to persuade other beings to commit horrific acts and revolt against their beliefs with just a few minutes of persuasion. We contain this being in a compressed steel cage in a locked bunker located at Fort. It is unknown whether it possesses the ability to break out of the container or not, so constant surveillance and security is required. During containment, the being remained compliant with demands. It appears to be immune to most physical objects and has a strong yet flexible, malleable body type, suggesting it can morph the shape of itself. It was thought the intensity of its power was controlled by its emotion, but further testing proves that this is false. This being was contained in a small city forest when FBI agents were investigating. All agents on scene were killed. Six by friendly fire from a commanding officer who was swayed by the engulfed man. Most of the bodies were charred, suggesting the being killed them. This being must be kept under the highest security, which may be altered by anyone with a level 4 clearance or above, as it possesses a huge threat to civilization and can easily cause mass harm if it so pleases. In further communications, we'll refer to this being as EM-37. The materials EM-37 is currently being contained in compose of the following. Steel. This container is the same one that was used to capture the engulfed man on scene. This document will be issued to officials to highest security clearance and will be marked as a familial level threat for resolution at a later date.